For 91.3 WKY News, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine. Well, we're all staying healthy at home, and one of the challenges we might face is that we're not used to cooking nutritious, tasty meals from what we have on hand. My guest today is going to talk about doing just that. I recently spoke with Bob Perry, chef in residence at the UK Dietetics and Human Nutrition Department and director of the Lemon Tree Restaurant, about transforming pantry staples into delicious meals at home.
Well, number one is don't waste anything. Whenever I'm cooking a meal, I'm always thinking ahead to the next one or two meals. If I'm going to make, say, some chicken for dinner, then I'm going to cook a couple of extra pieces. Or if I'm doing baked potatoes, I'm going to cook a couple of extra baked potatoes. You can turn those into all kinds of things. One of the most popular right now, of course, are rice and grain bowls. So I like to keep several varieties of rice and different grains around, and you can eat them either warm or cold and top them with whatever leftovers from the couple of nights before.
Well, and I think a lot of folks maybe forget that there's a lot of protein in those beans, maybe a little bit in the grains. And I think you had mentioned in your UK Now article that you can always add eggs, make things into tacos, sort of spice things up both figuratively and literally.
Yeah, the little ditty I said was, remember, you can always make a taco out of anything, and you can always put an egg on it. And that's very true. Especially with things like rice bowls, for instance. There's put an egg on top, and if you like your yolks runny like I do, then it makes an automatic sauce. There's a lot of protein in beans, and I like to play with canned beans a lot. And it was actually your wife that taught me the trick to saute some onions and peppers and a little garlic and then add the beans and then spike it with a little bit of vinegar. It really dresses them up quite nicely.
Yeah, and I think that addresses also the fact that just because we are staying healthy at home doesn't mean we can't enjoy good food. We may have to approach food a little bit differently. And you mentioned a minute ago anticipating meals down the road, maybe putting things together where it makes it easier to prepare meals during the course of the week.
Exactly. One of the things I've advocated for years is to roast whole chickens. It really couldn't be easier. You take a chicken and season it a little bit and put it in the oven at 350 for an hour, and it's pretty much done. And you can enjoy a roast chicken dinner. Then you can pull the meat and make chicken salad. You can take the bones and make stock and then make a soup from that and really feed people two or three times off of just one chicken.
Well, Bob, I really appreciate you chatting with me. Do you have any other hints or thoughts for those of us staying healthy at home as to what we can do to punch things up a little bit to make mealtime more fun?
I think one thing that everyone can do is support our local farmers. You're going to get fresher food buying directly from the farmers. And don't be afraid to try things new. You've got time on your hands. You've got time on your side. Try making fresh pasta. It's not hard. Try some long simmered braising things. Well, especially this week, we're going to get cold again. And just be adventurous. There's no time like the present to try new things.
My thanks today to Bob Perry, chef in residence in the Department of UK Dietetics and Human Nutrition, for talking with us about taking those pantry staples in our house and converting them into nutritious and fun meals. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky who volunteers his time to cover important medical news for our community. This program is available as a podcast at wuky.org.